Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Okay. It's been so long since I've done a podcast. I don't even know if I know how to do this anymore. Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm Evian Whitney. I don't remember this being this hard. Like, why does it feel this hard? I'm rusty. I feel really rusty. Like, I'm not able to, I guess, be the kind of podcaster that I was before a year ago. Like, who was that person? How do I get her back? Okay, let's do it. Hey, long time no see. Can you believe that it's been almost a year since I announced that I was taking a break from this very podcast? So many things have happened since then, so many changes, and I have a lot to catch you up on. But I guess I should start with why I'm here and why it is you're hearing my voice in your speakers right now. Because you're probably wondering, does this mean that she's back now? Is the podcast hiatus officially over? Or is she about to crush our hopes again? Well, this is hard for me to say because I really don't want to disappoint anyone. But yes, the podcast is coming back. Yay! I've missed you guys so much. And also, I got a little tired of being accosted by folks constantly asking me, but when's the podcast coming back though? So I'm getting back on the saddle. I know that I mentioned that one of the reasons I had to press pause on the podcast was because the amount of work needed to produce it was a bit too much for me, and that the only way I'd come back is if I had help, like a producer or an editor, something like that. I'll spare you the boring details, but what I will tell you is that while I haven't officially hired a producer or editor, not yet, I've got some new systems and boundaries in place that will help my workload significantly and hopefully keep me from burning out, fingers crossed. So things are moving in the right direction and I'm feeling really hopeful about the future. So there's that. Let's see, what else is new? You might have seen that the podcast has a new cover. I had some beautiful, sensual photos taken of me a few months ago by my amazingly talented friend, Celeste Noche. And the cover you see now features one of the pictures from our shoot. We took a bunch more, and I'm really proud of how they turned out. So if you've been missing seeing my face, you can see the rest of the photos on my site, sexloveliberation.com. What else? I've been teaching a lot of online and in-person workshops lately about sensual self-portraiture and taking up space with your body, which has been an absolute blast. I was featured in Cosmopolitan recently regarding my work, which was amazing as well. I've also been on a few other people's podcasts in the last year. One of my favorites was when I went on Tea with Queen and Jay, which is one of my favorite podcasts. And there we talked about Black sexuality on episode 141. So you should listen to that if you haven't already. Mostly, though, I've been keeping pretty busy with client work and continuing to dismantle sex negativity and sexual shame, while also trying and honestly sometimes failing to balance all of that hard work with fierce self-care and taking breaks from the internet, particularly Instagram, which I haven't been able to get off of lately. In the last year, not one day has gone by that I haven't thought about you or this podcast. So I'm really excited to be coming back and to share more thought-provoking and affirming discussions about sex, sexuality, and empowering yourself in this realm of the erotic. To get us started on this new leg of our journey, and since you've been so patient with me as I've been getting my shit together, today, I'm sharing a snippet of the series of essays I wrote back in January about what it's like to be in a relationship when your libido is very different from your partner's. So I was inspired to write this series after stumbling upon a very popular TED Talk from someone who was giving everyone in the audience a cure for women with low desire. I go into this a little bit more in the series, but hearing her talk flooded me with so many memories of my own sexless relationship and what it was like for me at that time. So in the series, I explored that, and I also shared my own cure for low desire based on my own process of healing and the kind of regimen I give my clients who are struggling with the same thing. Here's a little taste of that. They say that the person with the lower sex drive controls the sexual relationship, and I found that to be very true for me. We weren't having sex because I wasn't wanting or willing to have it. And in that way, it only made sense that the troubleshooting fell mostly on my shoulders. So I began to search for a cure for my sexual dysfunction. This entailed reading a lot of books, one in which I first heard the term sexual anorexia, which frighteningly pathologized what was happening in my relationship and gave it a new sense of direness that made my stomach sick. It also entailed some not so helpful advice. There was the advice to pop a Viagra pill before sex to help jumpstart my missing libido, because it apparently also works for women. There was the advice to get my testosterone levels checked because the reason men don't ever have a low libido, which is completely false, by the way, is because they've got more testosterone. So upping my testosterone levels as a woman would help my lack of desire and mean that I would be able to want and crave sex the way a man does. There was the idea that I was asexual, a person who simply does not experience sexual attraction and therefore does not experience sexual desire. And truthfully, I tried leaning more toward this one as an explanation for my lack of desire, but just couldn't shake the feeling that it wasn't quite right. So I kept looking. There was also the outlandish suggestion that the reason that I had a lack of desire for sex was because my sacral chakra was blocked, and that in order to unblock it, I needed to do tantric breathing exercises every day while sitting on a Shiva Lingam stone in order to release and renew my sexual center. A super bizarre route, I thought, to go in at the time, although these days I'm more willing to see the validity of it, but I digress. The one nugget of wisdom that stuck with me most, though, probably because it was the simplest, was that the way to cure a sexless marriage was as easy as practicing that popular motto, I needed to, quote, just do it. In order to just do it, I needed to override my body's habitual no for sex and force myself to have sex anyway. The more I did this, the advice promised, the more I would create a kind of muscle memory with my brain and vagina, reminding it with every lackluster fuck, hey, you like this, remember? They said that it would take several times of doing this before I saw results, but I was to stick with it and try to push aside any feelings or thoughts or beliefs I had that kept me from saying yes to sex. Mind over matter, in a sense. It seemed to make sense. So I tried it, and surprise, surprise, it didn't work. It actually did more harm than good. So I went back to the drawing board and back to suggesting an affair for my husband as I waited to be fixed. To listen to the rest of the series and to hear my advice for low-desire, sexless relationships, go to sexloveliberation.com/low-desire. The Sexually Liberated Woman will be back with new episodes very soon, like within the next few weeks. So go subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or SoundCloud so you don't miss the next episode. And if you would like to support the Sexually Liberated Woman and help keep it going, you can now donate to this podcast monetarily. You can do that by making a one-time donation directly via PayPal at paypal.me/sexloveliberation. Literally any amount you give helps. Thank you so much. I seriously could not do this without you. Okay, I will be back very, very soon. Take care, and yay for the podcast coming back. I just did a podcast for the first time in a year. I feel really proud of myself right now, and I hope that people will still continue to listen to my voice. I would really, really like that a lot. La 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 la. Oh, but seriously, yay, I did it. I did it. Woo!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.